正道的主题是谦卑的仆人。
The topic is servant with humility。
弟兄姊妹、慕道朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends。
我哋一同嘅低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer。
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感谢你今天早上让我哋能够嚟到你嘅殿嚟到赞美敬拜。
We thank you that this morning we can come to your holy temple to worship you。
主耶稣基督，我哋感谢你。
The Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you.
因为你在2000多年前神圣为人。
Because more than 2,000 years ago, God became man.
为着我们的罪的缘故，你被钉死在十字架上边。
On account of our sins, you were crucified on the cross.
因着你的刑罚，我们得平安。
Because of your punishment, we had peace.
因着你的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
Because of your wounds, we are healed.
如今我们一班相信你的人能够被你在十字架上流出的宝血洗净我们的罪恶过犯。
We who believe in you, our sins and transgressions are cleansed by the blood shed by you on the cross.
如今我们成为天父上帝你的儿女。
Now we can become the children of your Heavenly Father.
你要感谢天父，你留下你自己宝贵嘅话语。
We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, to give us your precious words.
让我哋得以常常嘅被提醒、被激励。
So that we are constantly reminded and encouraged.
恳求因主耶稣基督圣洁嘅宝血再次嚟到洁净涂抹我哋一切污秽得罪神你嘅地方。
May the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
以致我们无难阻，今天早上来到去朝见你。
So that this morning we can come to be with you without any hindrance.
也都能够来到聆听你自己的话语。
And we can come to listen to your word.
也都恳求真理的圣灵来到安静我们各人。
We ask of you the Holy Spirit of truth to quieten us.
引导我们各人进入真理的当中。
Guide us into the truth.
叫无论讲嘅、听嘅都同得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified.
我哋咁样祷告、感谢、交托，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer and thanks are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
阿门。
咁最近有一则嘅新闻啊。
Recently, there's a news article.
咁话说一个喺英国。非常出名的一个企业家。
There is a very outstanding British entrepreneur.
咁同佢拍档所开设嘅一间嘅公司咧。
He founded a company with a business partner.
喺金融投资嘅网络平台咧，系嘅领域上边咧。
It is outstanding in the area of digital platform in financial investment.
咁佢做得好出色嘅。
Is extremely distinguished.
咁最后咧。
At the end,
呢間公司就被一個國際金融機構所收購咗。
This company was taken up by an international financial institution.
咁佢同呢個拍檔咧
，This entrepreneur and his business partner
喺呢次嘅交易嘅裏邊咧
，In this business transaction，
咁得到相當龐大嘅一個嘅回報
，had an enormous return。
咁或者你會問咧
？Perhaps you will ask。
既然公司做得咁好
，Since the company is doing so well，
又點解會賣嘅咧
？Why did they sell the business？
咁其實喺三年前咧
，As a matter of fact， 3 years ago，
呢位嘅企業家就發覺自己咧就患上咗一種好罕有嘅癌症。
This entrepreneur found out that he was suffering from a rare cancer。
咁相信因為要醫病嘅緣故咧。
Probably because of his treatments.
咁以致到佢將公司賣咗。
He had to sell the business.
咁喺呢幾年嘅當中咧
，In the recent years，
佢因著治療咧
，Because of his treatments，
咁佢嘅病情係可以有一段嘅時間係穩定落嚟嘅。
His illness was stabilized for a period of time.
咁但係到最近咧
，But recently。
佢嘅癌症係復發
，his cancer recurred，
咁而且係到咗末期
，now he is at the terminal stage，
佢嘅生命嘅延續咧
，the extension of his life，
只可以以星期嚟到去計算
，can only be counted in a matter of weeks，
咁呢位嘅朋友只係得43歲。
This person is only 43 years old。
咁佢同太太有一個兩歲嘅女女。
He has a 2-year-old daughter with his wife。
咁因著呢個小女兒嘅關係咧
，Because of this young daughter，
佢成立咗一個慈善嘅基金。
He set up a charity，
以幫助舒緩一啲嘅小朋友咧。
To help some children，
因著父母患病嘅離世
，Because of the loss of the parent to a disease，
能夠可以幫助佢哋醫治佢哋呢啲嘅創傷
，To heal them from the trauma，
佢更加係希望。佢離世之後咧
，He also hopes that after he passes away，
可以透過人工智能
，through artificial intelligence，
將佢所留下嘅語音轉化
，He can digitize his voice recordings，
以至到能夠回答佢女兒喺日後成長所面對嘅問題。
So that he can answer any questions that his daughter may want to ask when she grows up in future.
咁雖然呢位嘅企業家同佢嘅家人咧，我相信喺呢啲嘅境況係非常嘅唔容易。
I believe that this entrepreneur and his family members are facing a very difficult situation.
不過我得諗就係，如果人唔願意喺神面前謙卑落嚟嘅時候
，But I believe that if people are not willing to humble themselves before God,
看到自己罪人的本相
and can see their true self of being sinners,
以致願意信靠主耶穌基督
so that they are willing to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
人所做的一切都是歸於徒然
Everything that men do are in vain.
而我們知道罪的本質是源自驕傲和自信。
We all know that the nature of sin stems from pride and self-confidence.
咁當然我哋係從聖經裏邊嚟到去得知啦。
We know this from the Bible.
喺以賽亞書14:12-14提到撒旦嘅墮落。
Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 14 tells us the fall of Satan.
呢度讲到明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落呢
？How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn！
撒旦嘅坠落原因系因为骄傲。
The reason for Satan's fall is pride。
以赛亚书14:14呢度讲到
，Isaiah 14:14，
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
同樣地
Similarly,
亞當夏娃因驕傲而犯罪
Adam and Eve sinned because of pride.
以致被逐出伊甸園
So that they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
而且更加嚴重的是
And more seriously,
因著他們的犯罪
Because of their sin,
罪就從此進入世界。
From then on, sin entered the world.
開首提到呢個嘅企業家
，The entrepreneur that I mentioned at the beginning of my sermon.
雖然生命去到盡頭
，Although his life is nearing the end.
但係因冇認識相信主耶穌基督嘅緣故
，Because he doesn't know and put his belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢仍然有人嗰份嘅驕傲同埋自信。
He still has the human pride and self-confidence.
因為佢有世上嘅聰明同埋才智。
Because he has the worldly intelligence and knowledge.
導致喺過往佢喺事業上非常嘅有成就。
Therefore, in the past, he has distinguished accomplishments in his career.
佢以為佢自己嘅影響力。
He thinks that because of his influence.
去成立慈善基金
，He can establish a charity.
去推动人工智能
，He can promote artificial intelligence.
可以使到呢个世界更加嘅美好
，To make this world a better place.
好遗憾嘅讲
，It is sad to say that.
事实上系唔可能嘅
，In reality, it is impossible.
因为人在神面前都是不洁不义。
Because men are all unrighteous and unclean before God.
正如好似以赛亚书六十四章六节呢度讲到。
As it is written in Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6.
我们都像不洁净的人。
All of us have become like one who is unclean.
所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
感谢爱我们的天父。
We thank our Heavenly Father who loves us.
藉着祂独生爱子主耶稣基督。
Through His only beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在十字架上成就了赦罪的救恩。
He accomplished the salvation of forgiveness of sins on the cross.
将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救出来。
He's freed us from sins and transgressions.
如今我们是一班在神面前蒙恩的罪人。
Now we are sinners who have received grace before God.
正如使徒保罗所说。
As the Apostle Paul says,
罪人中我是个罪魁。
Of sinners, I am the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But for that very reason, I was shown mercy.
我们得以蒙恩归主。
We can receive the grace to return to the Lord.
那是圣灵大能的工作。
It is all because of the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
以致我们能够谦卑。
So that we can become humble.
顺服相信我主耶稣基督。
Trust and obey our Lord Jesus Christ.
谦卑乃是基督圣徒一生要学习的功课。
Humility is the lesson that Christians have to learn in their entire lives.
亦都是最难学的功课。
It is also the most difficult lesson.
今天早上。
This morning.
让我们藉着路加福音的这段的经文。
Through the passage in Luke.
一同的学习耶稣教导门徒。
Let us all learn.
关于谦卑的四个重要的方面。
Four important aspects about humility.
让我们首先的一同的读出今天早上的正道的经文。
Let us read some verses of the passage of today's scripture.
那我们将整个的选取的经文我们一同的读出来。
Let us read together the entire sermon scriptures.
路加福音十七章一到十节。
Luke chapter 17 verses 1 to 10.
耶稣又对门徒说，绊倒人的是免不了的，但那绊倒人的又和了，就把磐石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里，还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝戒他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。司徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。主说，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来，栽在海里，他也必听从你们。你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从地里回来，就对他说，你快来在下吃饭吧。你不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，束上带子侍候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他们。这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to the person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
在路加福音的17章的第一、第二节都讲到。
In Luke chapter 17, verses 1 and 2,
耶稣跟门徒说，绊倒的事是免不了的。
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come.
但绊倒人的有祸了。
But woe to that person through whom they come.
十七章二节都讲，就是把磨石山在这人的颈项上，丢在海里。
Chapter 17, verse 2, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck.
还强于他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。
Than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin.
咁稍微讲一讲。主耶稣基督传道嗰个时候嗰个背景啊。
I want to talk about the background of at the time when the Lord Jesus started his ministry on earth.
当主耶稣向群众嚟到宣讲天国福音嘅时候咧
，When the Lord Jesus proclaimed the good news of the heavenly kingdom to the crowds,
佢往往都有两班人系喺群众嘅当中嘅。
Very often there were two groups of people among the crowd.
一班就是跟随他的门徒。
One of them were the disciples that were following him.
那时主耶稣就正正利用这些时间来去训练他的门徒。
Very often the Lord Jesus used these opportunities to train his disciples.
装备他们。
To equip them.
以致他们将来能够承接这个宣教的事工。
So that in future they can take up the missionary ministry.
另外仲有一班人
，and then there was another group。
呢啲就系法利赛人同埋文士。
This group was made up of Pharisees and scribes。
呢班人就系犹太教律法主义嘅中坚分子。
They were the hardcore members of legalism in Judaism。
但系主耶稣对于呢一班法利赛人同文士咧。
But regarding these Pharisees and scribes,
他们的伪善，主耶稣基督是深恶痛绝的。
The Lord Jesus abominated the hypocrisy of them.
往往在讲道的时候呢,
very often in his sermons,
来到去斥责他们的不是,
he rebuked their wrongdoings.
而这班人呢,
and these people,
就趁着主耶稣基督讲道的时候。
While the Lord Jesus was preaching,
同群众一齐聚集嘅时候咧
，and was gathering with the crowds,
去窥探主耶稣。
They made use of these opportunities to spy on the Lord Jesus.
亦都藉着主耶稣基督嘅一言一行
，and through the words and deeds of the Lord Jesus,
去罗织主耶稣基督亵渎神嘅罪行。
They wanted to falsely accuse the Lord Jesus.Of the sin of blasphemy.
路加福音十七章呢一段嘅经文
This passage in Luke chapter 17.
主耶稣带出嘅谦卑嗰个嘅重要性
The Lord Jesus points out the importance of humility.
因为神憎恶骄傲
Because God abhors pridefulness.
却喜爱谦卑
And delights in humility.
所以圣经时时都提到。神对骄傲同谦卑嗰个嘅取向。
Therefore, the Bible often mentions the Lord's treatments to pridefulness and humility.
喺箴言嘅三章三十四节呢度讲到。
In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 34,
他讥诮那好讥诮的人，
赐恩给谦卑的人。
He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble.
雅各书四章六节呢度提到。
James chapter 4 verse 6。
他赐更多的恩典，所以经常说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
马太福音23章12节讲到，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 12, For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
但更加严峻的一节经文提醒神的儿女。
There is a more stern verse reminding children of God.
记载在箴言的16章18节。
Recorded in Proverbs 16 verse 18.
骄傲在败坏以先。
Pride goes before destruction.
狂心在跌倒之前。
A haughty spirit before a fall.
路加福音17章头呢两节经文提到绊倒的人有祸了。
The first two verses of Luke 17 tells us that woe to that person who causes people to stumble.
17章第二节提到被绊倒的小子，小子又是指哪些人呢？
Chapter 17 verse 2 mentions the little ones who sin. Who are the little ones?
马太福音18章6节这里讲到。
It is written in Matthew 18 verse 6.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒。
But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin,
这个意思就是说是信主耶稣的那些人。
This means those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个经文继续说，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在海里。
The passage continues to say, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned into the depths of the sea.
在主耶稣基督传道的初期，
At the initial stage of the Lord Jesus' public ministry,
这些听了他的教训，
those who had listened to his teachings,
而真心相信他的信徒，
and truly believed in him,
他们的属灵生命是有乱的。
Their spiritual life was still tender.
所以是要受到保护。
Therefore, it had to be protected.
那在18章10节，主耶稣更加讲到。
In chapter 18 verse 10, the Lord Jesus continues to say,
你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。
See that you do not look down on one of these little ones.
我告诉你们，
For I tell you that,
他们的使者在天上，
their angels in heaven
常见我天父的面，
always see the face of my Father in heaven.
所以主耶稣基督在路加福音十七章头这两节的经文，
therefore in the two verses of chapter 17 of Luke, the Lord Jesus tells us
教导门徒谦卑的第一方面，
the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples the first aspect of humility
是切勿绊倒属灵生命幼嫩的肢体，
is to never stumble the brothers and sisters who are still tender in their spiritual life.
咁其实广义嘅嚟到讲咧，
in a broader sense，
呢啲嘅被绊倒嘅人，亦都包括嗰啲未信嘅或者慕道嘅当中嘅朋友。
These little ones also include those who are not yet believers or who are trying to seek the truth.
咁绊倒人嘅事情呢？
Matters of causing others to stumble
可以系言行不一啊。
Can include things like not walking the talk.
当信徒冇生命嘅见证。
When the believers are devoid of testimonies in life.
咁你同我咧？
You and I，
我哋一班，如果我哋冇生命见证嘅话咧
，If we are devoid of testimonies in life，
我哋向人传讲福音嘅时候咧
，When we preach the gospel to others，
就好似鸣嘅锣，响嘅钹
，We are just like sounding gongs and clanging cymbals。
另一方面咧
，On the other hand，
可以使人跌倒嘅系可能系错误嘅圣经嘅教导咧。
Causing people to stumble can include wrong Bible teaching.
又或者我哋教導人嘅時候
，or when we teach others，
俾咗一啲嘅唔正確嘅生活嘅取態。
We give them wrong indications of how we make choices in life.
咁呢啲嘅情況咧
，these situations
會攔咗一啲嘅初信嘅肢體佢哋屬靈生命嘅成長
，can hinder the spiritual growth of new believers.
並且會導致同神嘅關係係疏離
，and which can also cause their relationship with God to become distant.
更加嚴重嘅。
More seriously,
就會讓呢一班初信嘅能夠會陷喺罪惡嘅網絡嘅當中。
This will cause the new believers to be entangled in sin.
咁呢個係非常嘅嚴重嘅事情。
This is a serious matter.
主耶穌經常嘅係用門徒向門徒嘅嗰個嘅教導咧，同跟法利賽人嚟到去對比。
In the Lord Jesus' teaching to the disciples.He often uses the example of Pharisees to illustrate the point.
講到拌倒人嘅情況
In matters of making others stumble.
喺路加福音十二章嘅一節提到
In Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
你們要防備法利賽人嘅酵，就是假冒為善
Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
假冒為善或者裝假是神所深惡痛絕的
Hypocrisy is something that God abhors
馬太福音23章記載主耶穌對法利賽人和文士有極深刻的批評
Matthew 23 is a record where the Lord Jesus Christ has an elaborate criticism against the Pharisees and scribes
馬太福音23章3同埋第4節都會講到。
In Matthew chapter 23 verses 3 and 4.
凡他們所吩咐你們的，你們都要緊守遵行。
So you must obey them and do everything they tell you.
咁當然呢度講嘅要緊守遵行，當然係一啲合乎神心意嘅一啲嘅律法啦。
Of course, what is meant here to obey them and to obey them in everything, it means the things that are according to the laws of God.
不是法利賽人自己加上去的命上加命、律上加力。
It is not the laws and rules that the Pharisees add.
咁經文呢度繼續講，但不要效法他們行為，因為他們能說不能行。
The passage continues to say, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach.
23章4節都講，他們把難擔的重擔滾起來，擺在人的肩上。
Chapter 23 verse 4, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders.
但自己一個指頭也不肯動。
But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
親愛的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
法利賽人和文士
The Pharisees and scribes,
能說不能行
They do not practice what they preach.
實在都是對我們有很大的提醒
Indeed, this is a great reminder for us.
接下來讓我們看路加福音17章3到4節
Now let us read Luke chapter 17 verses 3 to 4
路加福音十七章三節呢度講到
，Luke chapter 17 verse 3，
你們要謹慎。若是你的弟兄得罪你，就勸戒他；他若懊悔，就饒恕他。
So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回轉，說我懊悔了。你總要饒恕他。
If he sins against you seven times in a day and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him.
對犯罪的人
To people who sin,
我們得指斥其非
We have to rebuke the wrongdoing.
如果他及後的懊悔
If afterwards they repent,
我哋就得嚟到去饒恕佢。
We have to forgive them。
雖然指責罪惡，
从来都不是一件容易的事情。
Although pointing out sins is never an easy thing,
但是最终的目的呢？
But the ultimate purpose
是要让人悔改回转，
is to let people repent and return,
以致犯罪的人是能够被挽回，
so that the people who sin can be restored.
主耶稣所教导谦卑的第二方面，
the second aspect the Lord Jesus teaches about humility,
是饶恕别人的罪恶过犯，
is to forgive the sins and transgressions of others.
就正如主耶稣基督教导门徒的祷告，
as in the prayer that the Lord Jesus teaches to his disciples.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们求神赦免我们的罪债。
We ask God to forgive our sin debt.
我们也都得饶恕别人对我们的亏欠。
We also have to forgive other people's wrongdoing against us.
虽然我们如今是蒙恩的罪人，
although now we are sinners who have received grace,
但因为仍然活在这个世界的里头，
but since we are still living in this world of sin,
我们仍然是会犯罪，
we still sin.
虽然我们憎恶罪恶，
although we abhor sin,
但我们对犯罪的人，我们理当有恩慈宽恕的心。
But for the people who sin, we have to have a kind and forgiving heart.
承认神赦免我们的罪，
surely God forgave our sins.
正如经上所记，
as it is written,
当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，
when the Lord was crucified,
他讲的第一句说话，
the first sentence that he said,
父啊，赦免他们，
Father, forgive them,
因为他们所做的他们不晓得，
for they do not know what they are doing.
当斯提凡被害的时候，
when Stephen was killed,
他跪下大声地喊着来说，
he fell on his knees and cried out,
不要将这罪归于他们，
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
神亦喜欢我们彼此的饶恕。
God is delighted when we forgive each other.
正如保罗在以弗所书讲到信徒之间的彼此的饶恕。
As Paul says in the book of Ephesians that believers should forgive one another.
并要以恩慈相待。
Be kind and compassionate to one another.
存怜悯的心。
Be compassionate.
彼此饶恕。
Forgiving each other.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Just in Christ, God forgave you.
若果我们不能够饶恕得罪我们的人，
if we cannot forgive those who have sinned against us,
我们活着这段日子将受到神的管教。
The days when we are still alive, we will receive the discipline from God.
在雅各书二章十三节都有讲到。
In James chapter 2 verse 13,
因为那不怜悯人的，
because judgment without mercy,
也要受无怜悯的审判，
will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
虽然我们蒙恩归主那刻，
although at the moment of our conversion,
我们一生的罪恶过犯，
all the sins and transgressions of our entire lives,
已经被主耶稣基督在十字架上所流出圣洁的宝血涂抹净尽，
have been wiped out by the precious and holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on the cross.
但是当我们仍然活在世上的时候，
while we are still living in the world,
在成圣成义的过程的阶段，
in the process of sanctification,
不能够饶恕得罪我们的人，
not being able to forgive those who sin against us,
神亦都同时不会饶恕我们的罪恶过犯。
At the same time, God will not forgive our sins and transgressions.
直到我们饶恕得罪我们的人。
Until we forgive those who sin against us.
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
马太福音的十八章二十一到三十五节这里记载，
In the book of Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 35,
主耶稣对饶恕的教导，
There's a record of the Lord's teaching to the disciples.
特別在十八章最後一節這裡講到。
Particularly in the last verse of chapter 18.
十八章即係三十五節啦。
Chapter 18, verse 35.
你們各人若不從心裏饒恕你的弟兄。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you.
我天父也要這樣待你們了。
Unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
我們都是主耶穌用寶血重價所買贖的。
We are all purchased with the price of the Lord Jesus' precious blood.
從前我們都是罪的奴僕。
Formerly, we were slaves to sin.
如今我們是義的奴僕。
Now we are slaves to righteousness.
謙卑是基督聖徒一生要學習的功課。
Humility is the lesson that Christians have to learn in their entire lives.
而且我們得必須的謹記。
And we should remember this well.
我們的行事為人。
The way we conduct ourselves.
必定不可以來到去半跌其他的人。
Should never stumble others.
並且我們要學習不斷地來到去饒恕得罪我們的人。
And we have to continue to learn to forgive those who sin against us.
这两方面要达到主耶稣基督的要求的话，
In order to attain to the requirement of the Lord Jesus,
实在是不容易。
It is indeed not easy.
我们必须来到去承认我们是软弱的人。
We must admit that we are weak.
我们需要主耶稣基督加增我们的信心。
We need the Lord Jesus to increase our faith.
承认自己软弱和不求人的荣耀呢？
To admit that we are weak and not to seek the glory from man.
这两方面我留在下次的正道我再会来去讲。
I will talk about these two aspects in my next sermon.
我们知道我们活在这个世上面呢，
We know that when we live in this world,
作一个谦卑神的仆人的话，
to be a humble servant of God,
我们需要有一个学校的对象。
We have to learn from an example.
正如今天早上， 这个的金句，
As in the weekly verse,
虽然有点长了，
It's a bit long,
但这句金句
But this verse
是可以常常地去提醒我们，
can constantly remind us,
激励我们，
compel us,
我们再一次能够去诵读一次。
Let's read once again.
基督耶稣，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强调的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death,Even death on the cross.
在尼迦書的六章八節這裡講到，
In Micah 6 verse 8，
世人啊，耶和華已指示你何為善。
He has showed you, O man, what is good.
他向你所要的是什麼呢？
And what does the Lord require of you?
只要你行公義，
To act justly，
好憐憫，
And to love mercy，
存謙卑的心，
And to walk humbly，
与你的神同行。
With your God.
我们曾经起立唱回应的诗歌，主啊，用我与你同行。
Let us stand and sing the responding hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee.
Oh. 我善用爱心，相依良言，金花暖人，随时随地引引你我归依教主，行走天赐，靠主教我学你人来，与主相亲，与主同在，共作自私，教我信心。将的战马靠住助我盼望上次渐望前程愿带光明无上平安为主
再次的同心祷告。
Let us once again pray in one heart.
天父上帝，实在感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, indeed we give thanks to you.
感谢你，藉着主耶稣基督将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来。
We thank you for saving us from sins and transgressions through the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，你更加的教导我们。
Lord Jesus, you also teach us.
我们需要来到去谦卑。
We have to be humble.
不是一时的谦卑。
Not only momentarily.
但是一生的来到谦卑。
But in our entire lives.
主，我们知道这个是不容易学的功课。
We know this is a hard lesson to learn.
但是感谢恩主。
But we give thanks to our gracious Lord.
因为你与我们来到同在。
Because you are with us.
你必定会加我们的力量。
You will certainly give us strength.
以致到我们能够做你要我做的事情。
So that we can do the things you demand.
天父求你都去继续去引导我们。
Lord, continue to guide us.
让我们真的能够在这条信仰的道路上面。
So that in our path of faith,
我们要紧紧的记住。
We should remember this well.
我们的生命
Our life.
需要言行一致。
We have to be consistent in our word and deeds.
以致我们不会来到去绊倒别人。
So that we will not stumble others.
天父求你来到去继续帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
也都让我们来到懂得的来到去宽恕别人对我们的得罪。
Help us to forgive others who have sinned against us.
以致到我们能够真系嚟到去效法主耶稣基督
，so that we can follow the example of the Lord Jesus，
可以将荣耀归俾天上嘅父。
We can ascribe the glory to the Father in heaven。
感谢天父垂听我哋嘅祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for listening to our prayer。
我哋祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
阿门。
Amen。
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated。